This is Spoleto Today. I'm Jeanette Gwynn. There was a lovely time when all the music for films was performed live. Spoleto Festival will take us back there tonight. Our guest, William Eddins, will conduct the live orchestra. Bill, tell us about the film.
The film City Lights. If you haven't seen this movie, it's one of the greatest movies ever made, as far as I'm concerned. First of all, it's Charlie Chaplin, the man who had the greatest comedic timing in history. And it is universally considered his finest film. It's a love story with, of course, a couple side plots here or there that he gets to bring out the wonderful character of the tramp. But it's essentially a love story. Him and the girl who is blind, who is selling flowers, and how he manages to help her in moments of distress. And at the end, well, I'm not going to give away the ending, but let's just say it's one of the tenderest moments, I think, in movie history. It is such a great movie.
Who did the score for City Lights?
Some guy named Charlie Chaplin.
Now, how did that happen?
He was a fabulous musician. You know, he was a violinist, but he was also a serious control freak. It had to be right. It simply had to be right. That he wanted things to be correct. And, you know, one can't blame him in that regard. You know, there have been great directors who have done things like, I'm thinking of, you know, Rosebud. You know, there is a classic example where Orson Welles, he just wanted it to be the way that he knew it should be. Charlie Chaplin was very much like that. He drove people who worked for him just absolutely insane because he would take dozens and dozens and dozens of takes of a particular scene until it was correct. So having that background and also having his musical background, he knew instinctively what kind of music he wanted to go with this movie. And the music makes so much sense in context with the movie that it's intimidating because you want to do it right because you know Charlie Chaplin's looking over your shoulder. And of all the times I've done it, there was one time, actually, it was the last time that I did it. It was maybe two and a half years ago. With the Cleveland Orchestra, and they had never done anything like this. And I rolled in there and said, you're just going to have to trust me. And I swear, something happened that night. I don't know. I'm getting tears in my eyes just thinking about it. Something happened that night. It was like the gods decided that, you know, for 88 minutes, it was just going to work. And things that you have to be so precise when you're working off of Charlie's timing, and it's so, so hard. And, you know, I would do performances where something would be, you know, a half second off or a second off. I'm the only one who knows it. But, you know, I'm like, that could have been a little closer. Something happened that night, and it was just like 88 minutes of a soundtrack. And it kills me. It's going to kill me to the end of my days that my debut with the Cleveland Orchestra on Charlie Chaplin's City Lights, I'm the only one who will ever know how good it was. It was about as close to perfect as I think you can get. It was just one of those magical nights. And the people just went insane. They just loved it.
Bill, I will look forward to a repeat of that tonight.
I'll try.
And I will be in the audience, and I will remind you of how good it is.
Do that for me, please.
Our guest has been Bill Eddins, who conducts the Spoleto Orchestra in Charlie Chaplin's City Lights tonight at 5 and 8:30 in the College of Charleston's Satilli Theater. Thank you, Bill.